You're listening to Radio Influence.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Dark to Light podcast with Frank and Beans. Although Beans is absent, and I'm almost jealous of her, because right now I'd love to be throwing fists. I guess I can always do that afterwards, but here I am with you, and I want to just say that I woke up this morning, and here we are on November 6th. It is 3 days after the election, and what do you know? All they needed was 3 days to win almost the entire union after the election. And I wanted to say right off the bat, don't listen to this episode around the children, because Uncle Frank is feeling a little spicy here today, and I'm going to try to keep this under control. Georgia is now swinging toward Biden. There is now a blue tint to Georgia, so that's happening. Trump saw Pennsylvania go from an 800,000 vote lead into a deficit this morning. I would put it this way, and I was talking about it last night. Imagine yourself on a World Series team. Imagine you're playing baseball in the major leagues, and your team just rifled through the second half of the season, and you went into the playoffs scorching hot. Scorching hot. And you're in the World Series, and the umpires that are working your series against whoever the hell you're playing, they are, every day, you throw out there your best pitcher. You're going to put on out there, you're going through your rotation, every last one of your starting pitchers are kneecapped with a baseball bat in front of the entire stadium with impunity. There's nothing you can do. Okay, I guess we'll just go to our bullpen then. And then every time you have a runner that is rounding third, going home to score, the umpires call timeout, send you back to second base to give the other team a redo with the last pitch. That's what's going on right now. And not only is it disturbing just to see a game being played where there's no object to the game except one side needing to win in some kind of a preordained fashion and the other side having to be held back by rules that nobody else seems to give a shit about. The real disturbing thing is that there are people out there who think that things are fine. This is all fine. Yesterday, the president made a announcement, or he addressed the nation at 6:30, which you were only able to see in full if you watched it online, because the cable news networks, they completely turned an eye to it. And as you're going to see, people like Shep Smith, they actually cut everything off in the first opening minutes. They cut everything off because they said, oh, he's lying again. We can't show you this. Here's from the Post-Millennial. Breaking. President Trump claims he has proof that Democrats are attempting to steal the election. President Trump addressed the nation from the White House on Thursday evening to discuss the state of the election, which still does not have a clear victor. Trump claimed that the campaign has proof of fraud. Speaking from the briefing room, Trump said, "We think we will win the election very easily. We think there's going, you did win the election very easily. It's over. We think there's going to be a lot of litigation, because we have so much evidence, so much proof, and it's going to end up perhaps at the highest court in the land. We'll see. But we think that there's a lot of litigation. There's going to be a lot of litigation because we can't have an election stolen like this." It doesn't matter what happens in the courts around this country, ladies and gentlemen. The deep state is us. It's all over the place. That is the status quo. There is never going to be another uncontested election unless there are mass arrests, deportations. I'm talking of sometimes American citizens, stripping them of citizenship and getting the hell out of here. Just exile. Get them out of here. Go let them live in France with Roman Polanski. Just go away. There's no way. I've said it over and over again. I'm not a big fan of the Lincoln administration from a historical standpoint. I didn't know the guy personally. I'm sure I could never have dealt with the stress of what Lincoln dealt with. But I'll tell you one thing. Donald Trump has more reason to jail thousands of journalists, members of Congress, judges, shut down newspapers and networks than Lincoln ever did. Ever did. Trump said, if you count the legal votes, I easily win, but that the illegal and late votes are the issue. He listed the states he won handily and despite, quote, historic election interference from big money, big media and big tech. Absolutely. It was a monstrous rebuke of everything the left claims that they have right to in this country, that they think that they have the American people's interest in mind, that they are on the cutting edge of civil rights and everything else. They were rebuked completely. He said Democrats were, quote, trying to commit fraud, saying the observers were trying to use binoculars to see. Trump said that Philadelphia and Detroit are massively corrupt cities run by a Democrat Party machine, and that they are obviously committing fraud. Now, I mean, we can go on. We can go on and on. I think many of you have seen it and heard it, but I'm going to go over to Shep Smith now. I want you to listen to this. It's just so unbelievable here. But take a listen. Did I have this lined up for you right now? Yes. Take a listen. Please ignore the grass. I don't know who's cutting grass. Grass isn't even growing anymore. But here we go. Shep Smith covering Donald Trump's address.
Verification measures whatsoever.
Well, we're interrupting this because what the President of the United States is saying, in large part, is absolutely untrue. He began, and we're not going to allow it to keep going.
They're not going to allow it to keep going. He began, that's it. Not going to allow it to keep going. It's not going to happen. Well, first, let me just say, just to also put on out there, Trump so far has millions more votes than he received in 2016. Millions more. Biden has underperformed Hillary Clinton everywhere in the country except for these swing states in question. And that overperformance only started after election night. Okay, go check how he slumped over and died in places like Cleveland, Ohio. Joe Biden did. Go look at what happened in Cleveland, Ohio, which is cobalt blue in the middle of a state that was so overwhelmingly for Trump that it's obvious that the media, the left, but I repeat myself, said, okay, fine, just take Ohio. We'll go another route to steal this one. Go ahead. Go check it out. They said that Biden has the most votes in history. He came in fourth in the Iowa caucus, the Iowa caucuses. His running mate dropped out of the race months before that because she was so unattractive to American Democrat voters. Both of those two people, Biden and Harris, they combine for the worst civil rights record, certainly in 21st century presidential history, yet they manage millions more votes than Obama did in 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, even I voted for Obama in 2008. This is all fake. All fake. And they told you all year what they were going to do. USA Today in August told us about the war games being simulated for chaos. And it's been the game plan for the entire year. They created an atmosphere of chaos and lawlessness in the streets in American cities from coast to coast. And they allowed innocent people to be looted and attacked with impunity. Now they're creating a similar atmosphere of chaos, confusion, and lawlessness in an American election. And I think you get the point of what's happening now. They're looting it again. They're looting the country again. Let's go back to Shep Smith. This pathetic freak.
Because it's not true. He began with...
You know what, Shep? First of all, I don't care if Donald Trump was reading a copy of Mein Kampf translated into pig Latin. You shut your prissy mouth and you let it run. It's the President of the United States, whether you like it or not. And I know you don't. You'll have plenty of time to cry and let your mascara run down your cheeks afterward, you embarrassing twat. Did these networks ever interrupt Barack Obama when he lied dozens of times a piece about issues like healthcare and immigration alone? If you're just going to take two issues off the top of your head. No, they pleasured themselves to the sound of his voice. That's what they did. I mean, this is just, let's keep going.
There were legal votes, and if they only count the legal votes, I easily win. If they count the illegal votes, they're trying to steal the election. There is not a scintilla of evidence that this is true. None.
You know what? You know what, Shep? Which I would love to just break bones right now. I really would. I hate your face. I always have. You're a freak. The premise here is always wrong. That's what these gaslighting CIA operatives that we constantly have to remind ourselves that we are living under. We are living under their thumb constantly. The premise here is what's always wrong. I don't need to have low IQ slugs on the internet tweeting me every once in a while, reminding me that the mail-in votes needed to be counted. The mail-in votes needed to be counted. The premise, ladies and gentlemen, that 80 million ballots needed to be printed and mass-mailed like JCPenney Christmas catalogs because of a virus with a plus 99% survival rate was a sham. That was the sham. It added a chaos factor to this election that could never be predicted, that could never be controlled, could never be properly tracked, and could only stand to benefit one party. And that party abandoned all attempts to keep people home and voting by mail weeks ago because they saw how strong the president was. They saw how he was surging into the playoffs. They were begging people to get out and vote in person. I thought that going out and voting in person, standing in line, was suicide given the pandemic. We heard Barack Obama eulogizing John Lewis, saying if we don't have mail-in votes, people are going to get sick. A couple of weeks later, they're telling everybody, please go out and vote in person. Please go out and vote in person. What changed? Shepard Smith belongs to the Museum of Liars who wears too much makeup.
There's only words here. No truth. He said the pollsters knowingly got the polls wrong to create voter suppression. There is no evidence of any kind that this has happened.
Shep, the polls are the evidence, you dumb bastard. Well, you're not dumb. You're a manipulative bastard. You know the people who are still watching CNBC for news are dumb bastards.
And he's provided none. He said that there is actually a red wave in this election. That is categorically false.
It is categorically true. Categorically true. Never in 60 years has more black, Hispanic, whatever other color other than white, because we're all so obsessed with color these days. Never before in 60 years has this many non-white voters voted for a Republican president. As of last night before I went to sleep, which I don't even remember when days end and begin anymore. When I went to sleep last night, Republicans had already flipped 7 seats in the House. And they have a chance of doing more. They have a chance of bringing the House to almost even. If not, if luck really is at their back, if the wind is really at their back, they can even flip the House. Donald Trump outpaced himself in 2016 by millions of votes. Millions. And until you stop the presses at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time on an election night, which is unheard of, he was going to take the entire Midwest. He was going to trounce all over you, and you will lose everything. Your political mandate, your supposed moral mandate. You freak, Shepard Smith. You freak. I even hate your eyelashes. Everything about you is repulsive.
He said there was election interference. There is no evidence to support that, and the president has offered none.
There are reports of illegal ballots being counted and legal ballots being thrown away, tampered with, all over the country. We have confirmed 100% non-residents and dead people have been voting in these swing states. God knows what was going on in places like New York and California, where they really had to pad their popular vote lead. People who belong to both parties are blowing the whistle all over the country about banana republic suppression of vote observation that should be going on. Project Veritas has Postal Service whistleblowers providing names and places who are coming forward saying that they were told to backdate ballots to November 3rd. Democrats sued to get GOP poll observers from monitoring ballot counting. Why? But Shep Smith and his sorority sisters, they're ignoring it. They're completely incurious. Social media is banning anyone who shares testimony of fraud. First-hand testimony. And multiple states counting votes for days. This is not concerning? This is not concerning.
He said the polls were fake. In some cases, the polls were wrong. It's been widely discussed that maybe the idea of polling needs to be reinvented.
Yeah, they should be done honestly. They should be done honestly. You're oversampling people to create confidence in places where there should be none and depression in places where there should be confidence. You are completely screwing with the way that you're even asking questions, so everything is skewed. Yeah, it needs to be reimagined. It has to be done honestly. They're fake, Shep. You need to be slapped across the dumb face.
That's for another day. There's no evidence that the polls were, quote, fake.
Okay, I can't listen to the story time with this bastard anymore. I can't listen to story time with this bastard anymore. And from what I'm hearing with Pennsylvania, they wanted to call this entire thing last night. That everyone is just trying to close the book on this election as quickly as possible, giving it to Joe Biden and putting Donald Trump in a position where his entire fight is a PR nightmare and he's just looking like he's flailing in the courts. The entire time they made sure that the optics of this looked like he was always behind. They waited for hours and hours and hours to call states that were so strongly in his favor. It would have at least kept him in the lead for half of the night. They didn't want people to even see Donald Trump in a lead for a portion of election night. Psychological warfare. It's mind war. Now the Trump campaign is going to have to prove massive voter fraud to a judge somewhere in Pennsylvania, which is thoroughly corrupt. And then add on top of that John Roberts forgot the second line in Article 2 of the Constitution. And now there's no stopping the vote counting until God and who the hell knows? I guess they could try to flip all 50 states at this point. Why not? Why not? And I'll say it again, because I said it on Wednesday on my show, and I'll say it again here. And I don't care if it's a little provocative. This is rape. Progressives are rapists. Progressives, their friends in the intelligence community and the media, all their fellow travelers around the world, because this is a global takeover. Progressives are rapists who want you to lay perfectly still and silent while they molest you, insult you, and steal your wallet. And the people who think that this is all just fine, I've said this many times as well, you are the Carmela Sopranos of this country who look the other way while the gangsters you're in bed with destroy a nation. And for what? You think you're going to get healthcare improve for you? You morons. You think your healthcare is going to get better? You morons. Your tampons are going to be subsidized? You morons. History's not going to look kindly on you when the dam finally breaks and washes you all away. And it's going to break. No nation could be run like this and survive. No nation so far has been able to survive after being run like this. Oh, man. I have these cathartic little experiences here where I get it all out. I feel like I can breathe easier a little bit more. I got a little bit more perspective. I feel like I just get it out and it feels good. It's like purging. But man, oh man, the rage comes on in waves because it's not over yet. It's still being done to us. I'm sure weeks from now we're going to have perspective that is going to be so much more balanced and we'll understand what we have to do. First of all, we the people, we're doing everything we have to do. This election told you at home exactly where we are going. And it's a good place where we're going. People came out in massive numbers. And they showed the world we are not looking for class warfare narratives being pushed down our throats. We don't want the communist social controls that are supposedly the remedy to all of our ailments. We don't want it all. We don't want to keep looking at each other as people of color or people of non-color, people who are see-through. We don't want it anymore. We have completely thrown back the Democrats and saying that you are the owners of anybody that has skin darker than me. It's all gone away. This smearing, this top level of frosting, of corrupt frosting on this shitty cake. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You can try whatever the hell you want, you desperate fools. And if you think that nothing's coming their way, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that there was real no danger being posed by what is going on at the DOJ, if you think that there's no real danger of what's being posed, all the investigations we have seen slowly, meticulously be executed over the last few years, if you think that they feel no real danger, then take a look at this election. They know they can't survive another year, let alone another four, without proper protection. And the only way they'll have proper protection is if Joe Biden or whoever the hell has slipped their hand up his skirt is in the White House dictating to the executive branch. To all the moles who I'm sure are all very, very sweaty. Very, very sweaty. I had a Bernie Sanders supporting friend of mine, one of a few that have already reached out to me, get in touch with me last night, and excuse the language, but he said this. He does not like Trump. He does not like Trump. He voted for Bernie in two primaries so far, he said this to me. This is a fucking travesty. I'm 100%. Silently pulling for Trump to overcome this blatant manipulation and destruction of our electoral system. I wrote back to him. I said, yes, it is. It's a travesty, and they forecasted it all year. This is why it's been so easy for me to be cautiously optimistic at the very least. A cautiously optimistic supporter of the man Trump here in the end times. This is the tyrannical face of hell that was driving the left, and now the mask is off. Notice how Fox News, once again, is in on the whole thing. And with only tepid, supportive response from Republicans, the slugs like Chris Christie, who are out there, and Marco Rubio, saying, we need to count every vote. We need to count every vote. Who are you winning points with, you fat-ass slug? But I went on to tell my friend, it's this man, his family, and his base, literally against everyone else. That doesn't mean he's always going to make the right moves and he's swimming with the sharks, but this is why it has always been a no-brainer for me to support him. And I'm talking about Donald Trump. That's why it's always been a no-brainer. In the times that we're living in, always been a no-brainer. Always. Now, before I went live, I told the audience, I said, hey, oh, I'm not live. Feels live. But before I started this recording, I told the audience, hey, on Twitter, I'm hosting Dark to Light solo show episode this morning. Leave me some questions, comments, and random thoughts. All topics are welcome. Go. So how about on a Friday, we relax and we'll see. We'll see how much we can relax. Let's go into these comments, shall we? Okay. Here we go. First one up is Divine. Divine H. Let me see here. I would like you to delve deeper into the topic you and Rob were discussing yesterday on why you think some people seem to be more immune to the programming and lies while others fall victim despite otherwise being intelligent. I don't know. I would say that a lot of people are born into certain situations. I know a lot of very intelligent people who are just born into politically aligned families, and that's just it. You know, it's almost like with ISIS. You go in there, you create ISIS, you create problems in the Middle East, and you exacerbate, cultural issues on out there that actually create terrorism as a generational thing. You kill somebody's father, you kill somebody's brother, You bomb a wedding party. You bomb a wedding party looking for supposed terrorists, and you're going to create five more generations of people who actually do hate you for a real good reason. Same thing happens in a lot less extreme ways in American political families. You're born into a family, you grow up around all the Republican-Democrat jokes, then things get a little bit more heated. You have a father or a mother that dies and you want to honor them every time you go out to the polls. These are things that just, they come between you and logic. We are very emotional people. The human heart is a wild, wild place. So I don't know. This dental dam that forms between the heart and the mind, that's just what happens here. And the fact that we have been told that you can trust your teachers, you can trust your newscasters, you go home at night and they can't tell you things on the television if they have not been fact-checked. This is it. It's psychological warfare. It's programming. So that's the nutshell version of it. Zach Hinton says, would you ever consider doing a member meetup? I don't know, Zach. Maybe one day if I feel like the security is good enough. I don't know. It's getting so crazy out there today. I feel like it's starting to feel, and I know that I'm just, inflating my own self-importance, but then again, everybody does that in an effort to preserve their lives, especially now that I have a baby who I'm just over the moon for, and I'd rather just stay home and order pizza and be in my living room with Lauren and Aurora all night than show up to a crowded place that has political overtones and have it end up like the end of A Bronx Tale, where that one mean face in the crowd starts walking toward you and all of a sudden they have a Luger in their hand. I just don't know. Because where the hell is this all going? But I don't know. One day, I'm sure, I want to meet everybody. I have made so many amazing friends and contacts and acquaintances over the internet. The internet, the people who listen to our shows, who are out there, they're beautiful people. Really. I'm so grateful for waking up every morning. I'm sure Tracy is as well. She's been doing it for, you know, just as long as I have been. Although we've been talking about different things at times and whatever, but it's I'm so grateful to wake up in the morning and being supported by people that are in the audience, and the few really amazing sponsors that I have personally that Tracy and I have picked up along the way. So it's just awful to be so uneasy about. So there's probably situations that could be created to make member meetups and just all around people getting together, having some coffee, relaxing, a panel somewhere. We can make it safe. We can do it. You know, I don't see myself showing up to Berkeley and speaking before a student body anytime soon, although it's always been a dream of mine to address a student body. I would love to just riff in front of a live crowd and just talk to people. So, I don't know. Tess says, hey, so what, so that crypto, huh? Bitcoin getting that big booty. I don't know. I heard about that. What is going on with Biden's laptop stuff? I don't know. You see, here's the thing. I don't ever know where we are going with things. People say, oh, something's coming, and then nothing ever does. I have faith that something's going on, but nothing ever does. How many blocks need to be removed? What was the entire deal with the Biden laptop stuff? Then we realize, we hear that they've been under investigation since 2019, and still nothing? Nothing. That's your FBI. I mean, oh, you remember when Donald Trump was really hammering Joe Scarborough for a couple of weeks last year about what happened in Joe's office with his dead intern? Everybody was like, oh, man, we're getting close to some real stuff. Nothing. Joe Scarborough is still diddling himself with his dog collar on, the leash being held by his wife. The daughter of one of the greatest villains in contemporary history. Villains to freedom. Who knows? Okay, let's keep going. Watermarks. I don't know anything about that. There's as many people excited about this idea of watermarks as there are people saying it's stupid. Don't even think about it. And there's not going to be any alphabet agency coming to Donald Trump's aid. That the only real plan that there's in place, which I also hope is not true, is that Donald Trump really just wanted to go on out there, campaign strong, run up the numbers, just run up the score, and of course have a legal team ready to go and be deployed around the country for the fraud that was certainly coming. Is that going to be enough? I don't know. You'd hope that there'd be something else. And everybody says there's a sting operation in place. I wish there was. Maybe there was. I don't know. I can't tell you, though. Congro Jenkins says, what happens if Biden bites the dust before he's officially declared winner before the recount? Oh, he's not going to. They kept Ruth Bader Ginsburg alive for years. Patrick Swayze was killed by pancreatic cancer in months. Ruth Bader Ginsburg beat it 3 times. You think Joe Biden is going to kick the bucket? No way. He's a Pixar character. He's computer generated. He'll be alive for as long as he's needed to be alive. Let's see here. It seems like GOP Fox has abandoned and turned their backs on Trump. They were never there, Capitals. This is from ESG1127. Where are the so-called Republicans? There are no Republicans. Republicans are the gimp from Pulp Fiction. Democrats are Zed, the crooked cop. Democrats are Zed, the rapey, crooked cop. And Republicans are the gimp that come out and play a role. But otherwise, they sit there like subservient dogs while Democrats pat them on the head, on their leather-bound head. That's exactly what they are. This has never been about, let's revive the Republican Party. This has never been about making Democrats and progressive voters take a red pill and come over to the Republican Party. Not at all. It just so happens that Donald Trump ran on a Republican ticket. And that is the only overlap in my interest with the Republican Party. And it should be the only overlap of being interested in anything that party has to do, no matter what. Hell, if the deep state is this entrenched and they manage to steal this election away, there is no reason why there should be a mass migration to a new third party. Because it's only going to just take more and more time for us to build up any kind of momentum and any kind of agency within this country. There's no reason why we should ever give any votes to Republicans again, because it's not worth it. You say, if you don't vote for Republicans, you're voting for Democrats. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Does it matter? We won in a landslide, and they're still taking it away. At the very least, it's going to come out with Donald Trump winning by a squeaker with the help of the Supreme Court. What does it matter if it takes a couple of election cycles to build up some support in a party with some kind of integrity? There shouldn't be even any parties. We should just be writing people in at this point. Let's see here. Anyone called local elections on board, especially in battleground states, the steal is done locally. It might be organized nationwide. A lot of this is all local. So there's so much more here. There's so much more. What else do we have? What else do we have? I love your show, and I love the attorney that you had on your show. What's her Twitter name? Matoya, that is Chrisanne Hall. She's no longer on Twitter. She's been taken off. She speaks too much truth. She's been taken off of Twitter weeks and weeks ago. She's still on YouTube, though. Chrisanne Hall. ChrisanneHall.com. Slarty B says, where's Hunter? I don't know. That's a guy that might be dead. Very good try says doubting election integrity is banned on social media, just like doubting the WHO. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see here. Where is the Electoral College? We are a republic, not a democracy. Why isn't anyone speaking about this? What do you mean, where is the Electoral College? The Electoral College is being screwed with right now. The republic has been gone for a long, long time. Long time. So there's... the Electoral College is what's being raped right now. Do you think that some of the Just Following Orders media personnel will come out and out some of the corruption? Asks turned down for net. I don't know. Where the hell is all the FBI whistleblowers? Where are they? We saw a little bit of them when we were talking about General Flynn. You remember the General Flynn? You remember the 302s there? You remember all the things we were talking about just months ago? Like, wow, this Russia thing is even more obvious. It's all, they've covered it all up. They're just ignoring it and they're walking forward. Where is everybody? Where is everybody? There's no nation left to fight for if this is what we're left with. I wish everybody, but then again, you have to think about it. People are dying. People have been assassinated, rubbed out. They have been destroyed. When they haven't been physically killed, they've had their livelihoods taken away. They've been smeared. They've been framed. You remember what Dennis Montgomery was talking about? Dennis Montgomery, when we were talking about the hammer, Tracy Beans had done a lot of it, a lot of that. Dave Janda did a lot of coverage of the hammer. Dennis Montgomery and all those whistleblower tapes talking about what is really going on with the hammer and how this spy apparatus that was supposedly put together to monitor foreign terrorism and Al-Qaeda and all that, when it was revamped under John Brennan and Clapper and turned inward on the American people, what they had at their disposal to be able to get into bank accounts with the bank accounts to frame people with the IRS. They had bank account names, the passwords, hundreds of thousands. You're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of phone calls. Hundreds of millions of phone calls. Said that if you ever wanted to destroy somebody, it's so easy. They asked Dennis McGarner, how would you destroy somebody that needed to be targeted in some way or was causing a problem in a significant way? Easy. Plant child porn all over their emails. Plant child porn all over the emails. Plant child porn into their history, their search history on their computers. Very easy. What did we learn with Vault 7? We learned with Vault 7 that they could put digital footprints of anybody that they wanted to frame, any kind of foreign actor they wanted to frame around the world, to make it seem like anybody was doing anything. That was the most ironic thing about Vault 7. It was released because James Comey and Mark Warner of the Senate Intelligence Committee didn't want Julian Assange in the United States talking about where he actually got the DNC emails, because it would have destroyed the Russia investigation. It would destroy the Russian narrative, would have exposed everybody. At the same time, by exposing Vault 7 to people, if people knew what the hell they were reading, you learn that they had the tools to actually frame anybody as being Russian. This is where we are. Just following orders. I mean, I don't know. Think about how many people are held in place by blackmail. How many people hold each other in place by blackmail? That there are topics that nobody will go to because they know that everybody's doing it. And then think about the little people who have no leverage, who know that they will be destroyed, their families will be destroyed. All they want to do is feed their children, stay in their living rooms on the weekend, ordering pizza with their wife and child. This is not a free country. It's not a republic. We have the charter for a republic, but we're not living it. The Constitution means nothing unless you back it up with a citizenry that is morally aligned with the philosophy that's enshrined in that Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is just where we are. And I wish we were ending on a little bit more of a bright note, but on a Friday. But you know what? It's all this is going to continue into the weekend, and Tracy and I are going to be talking about it on Monday. This is what they gave us for the holidays. They gave us impeachment for the holiday season in 2019. That whole process started on October 31st. And that's what we got to talk about for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And now they're giving us this for the next 76 days. Now they're giving us this. So I would implore you guys and gals to share any part of this episode with anybody. I think that I covered some things that need to be said. I think I got a lot off my chest that I haven't even been able to get off my chest for the first earlier parts of the week. I appreciate all the time, and I hope that I didn't do Tracy any disservice with my passion and my spiciness today. I don't think I cursed too much. But boy, am I cursing inside. And I thank you all so much for the time. Please go out and check out Dark to Light on all of the podcast platforms that we're on. UncoverDC.com, RadioInfluence.com. It's all set up there. I have to go write the description for this now. I will be live tonight at 7 p.m. on my own show. Hopefully, because I got all this out of my mind, I'll only be able to do some lighter topics with you all. Like, for example, if you were a deli owner, if you owned a delicatessen, and you were going to create a sandwich for, quite frankly, if you were going to add something to the menu called the quite frankly, what would it be? If you were going to add a sandwich to your menu, and you were going to call it the beans, or Tracy Beans, the Tracy. I don't want to call it the beans, because everybody's going to say, oh, I'd put lima beans in it. No. The Tracy, what would it be? That'll take our mind off of all this shit for a little while, right? Let's talk about deli sandwiches. If I owned a deli, the Hillary Clinton would be like bologna and ketchup on Wonder Bread. You know? Something that really makes you want to just throw up. Like Ipecac. That would be the Kamala Harris. The Kamala Harris would be like a hero soaked in Ipecac syrup. I don't know. I'm giving away all my best stuff. I'll probably say this again tonight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you soon. And be well. Later.
I'm Jerry Petock, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out RadioInfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.